This is Freedom ERP coming to you via the above topsecret.com webcast. Two podcasts in one day. Hey, I'm doing well today. Anyway, this one is going to be on the campaign 2007, the elections for a president within the ATS world, and really just sort of taking up on Gaz's thread in there of what are you waiting for, the challenge. So I'm taking the challenge up and putting a podcast together that hopefully all the candidates will listen to and then either come back to me or come back to all of us via thread or by podcast. And so let's talk about some of the issues that really concern me. I suppose the big one today is the war in Iraq. We are there. Two options as far as I see. One is we give the military commanders the absolute freedom to complete the job with no political interference. Just tell them, this is the job. This is what you got to do. Go away and do it. We'll cover you. Question mark, is that the way you want to go? Is that actually going to work? Is that actually going to create a bigger mess, a worse mess? Or, you know, do we actually believe that the coalition militaries actually have the capabilities, the resource, and the talented commanders to actually take that job on board and finish it? Or I think the other choice is we just bug out and we say, hey, we've got rid of a fairly nasty, evil dictator. We just say, okay, the Iraqis, it's your country, go away and do it. So I know there have been threads and discussions within the campaign 2007 area of the website, but I'm just voicing what I think, and it'd be interesting to see what other candidates think and whether there are any candidates out there who can change my mind or convince me that I should vote for them. I suppose another thing that always concerns me is global warming, technology, and there's always been many rumours that there is plenty of patents and technology that has been taken over by very large companies and sort of hidden away or stopped from being used so that we have to continue on a fairly serious dependency on oil. I'd like to know, would any candidates, if they had the opportunity, actually force companies to actually develop this technology? What I suppose I would suggest, if I were ever to be in charge, would be to get the patent office to tell me all the technologies that would result in better emissions, more efficient fuel. You know, everyone talks about a car running on water, hydrogen fuel cells, which are there, but actually just go through and say how much of this technology is real, and then if companies own it, pressurize them, force them, if necessary, go to the legislation and say, I want a piece of legislation. I'm going to take this away from this commercial organization and I'm going to develop it for the greater good. I suppose something else that also interests me is, what would you do to encourage people to vote, to get more people to vote? I started a thread some time ago about, should it be illegal not to vote? I still believe, from my point of view, that you ought to say, if you have the right to vote, you should exercise it. It was an interesting, fairly animated discussion, and there were plenty of people who, you know, absolutely disagreed with that idea. So I'd be interested to see what the candidates in the 2007 ATS presidential campaign would actually do to get us all to vote, because it's going to be interesting to see when we come for primaries and elections just how many people in the ATS community are actually going to vote, which would be a very interesting thing. Anyway, this is Freedom ERP signing off on a interesting second podcast of the day. I'd certainly welcome any comments, feedback. Talk to you soon. Bye.